Episode 10, Temptation in the Bubbles. The Fortitude plies her way towards heaven's clover, the boiling ocean, and probable certain death in the bubbles. Omara Ania summons forgiveness from her god, Kaya Sambulebule, whose rage made the oceans boil in the first place.
Mm. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful horizon.
Astonishing. Mm.
We head towards the most inhospitable place known to man. Yet right here is quite idyllic.
The moment before the meteor crashed into the planet, a dinosaur looked up and thought, how beautiful.
Yes. Ah, yes, I think I see your point, Edna.
But it is beautiful, Nutty. Ooh. It is beautiful to approach the cataclysm. It will happen to us all someday. Ooh. The big bang to send us into the ground.
And speaking of big bangs...
Oh, you are virile.
The things you did with that tropical mistletoe.
Nutty! Miss Hammond! What are you discussing on this fine evening?
We were reminiscing on a certain type of...
Eclipse.
Sir, you can say that again. It's very good.
Ha, 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 ha. Actually, I don't understand the joke. What's funny?
I'm going to have to stick with botany, Lord Banks. Leave the metaphors for us.
Yes, I shall. Speaking of botany... It is my understanding that plants of various strata were smuggled on board from Batavia.
Really? How awful.
Yes, it is awful, Natty. We must stamp it out. We must show our men that we will not tolerate pleasure.
Indeed. I'll disseminate the directive.
I'll handle it, Natty. These things need to come from the top. Gentlemen, a couple of ladies, it has come to my attention that seedlings of a wide variety from Batavia have made it on board the Fortitude. I should not have to remind you of the dangers of becoming embroiled in an unscientific manner with flora. It does not matter to me how modest these plants on board are. Even a small pot plant made up of a few twigs and tiny, unattractive little leaves is still a threat to common decency. Even a total Minga dandelion is a threat. Any sailor caught with a plant of any variety shall receive 10 lashings. Is that understood? All who understand, say aye.
Aye!
Actually, say, I, Captain?
I, Captain!
Actually, say, I, Captain Banks.
I, Captain Banks!
Yes, I like that. No, say, I, Captain Lord Banks.
I, Captain Lord Banks!
Yes, I like that.
Why did the ocean flush the toilet?
Not now, Nutty. I'm in the middle of the speech.
Because the sea need. You get it? Aha!
All right, enough laughing.
Nutty, if you could leave the jokes till after I finish the speech.
I just like being a little bit of levity, sir. You're dismissed!
No, I want to dismiss them.
Come back, I want to dismiss you.
Well, next time, old boy.
Huh? I want to dismiss them, Solidar.
Excellent speech, sir.
Oh, you thought so?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's the prisoner you requested, sir.
Good morning, Lord Banks.
Oh, good morning, Salty Jules.
Hello.
The ship's navigator and his spider. Hello, Crawley George.
She's just having a sleep.
Oh.
Actually, I don't think I did request a prisoner, did I?
But I did, Lord Banks. We are having a meeting at the chart room to help plot a course through the bubbles.
Oh, that sounds boring.
It needs must, sir. You will be joining us.
Oh, I'd love to. It sounds too boring.
Well, suit yourself. Come on, then. Oh. This way, prisoner.
Come on, George.
That was a close one. Almost had to go to that boring meeting.
Sir, as captain, perhaps your attendance at this meeting might be politic.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Just because you're captain.
Because I'm captain, right?
Yes.
Yes. I think you're right. Being a captain is quite difficult, soldier.
Oh, this way to the chart room, sir.
All right, soldier.
Didn't bring you here to discuss the dietary needs of your spider.
Oh, you have a spider. Is he a pet?
Yes. He lives in my bottom.
I can't believe we're entrusting our lives to this idiot.
I'm late, everyone. What have I missed?
Well, Captain, your gibbering fool is about to tell us the way through the bubbles of the boiling ocean.
It's all about the current, sir. When I was with Bertie Banks, we went straight through the corridor of uncertainty.
I have heard of this crossing method. I have heard that it is madness to attempt to cross the corridor of uncertainty. This is where the most powerful underwater volcanoes live, sir.
Where is it? Who has the map?
I do, Master. This is the map that Omar Ani and I got from the temple. Hello, Omar Ani.
Ah, yes. I can't really read. Where's the cart's thingier? You know, the guy that reads all the maps.
You mean the cartographer?
Yes.
Well, you left him behind in Batavia.
Did I?
Not one of your greatest moments of judgment.
Well, I can't read this map. It has funny colours on it. It looks like a child drew it.
The map was drawn in a prophecy by a small child, a Sarambaya who ate a berry and had a vision. Only the chosen one can interpret it.
Oh, fair enough. Why does it look like it has custard? It just looks like you spread custard all over it.
That's it! That's the corridor of uncertainty! Isn't it, Crawley George?
It's just a lot of custard. How do you know which way to turn?
Well, I don't, but I'd better ask Crawley. He knows better than me. I'll just get him out, sir. Come on, Crawley. Now, get onto the map, Crawley George, and you show us which way we should go.
It's useless. The spider isn't doing anything. Wait. Look. The spider is walking through the narrowest part of the custard, directly to the other side of the boiling ocean.
So it is true. The prophecy of Varanaka says that the chosen one would inhabit the body of another. The spider is the chosen one!
What is going on? We're to follow the fecal footprints of an arachnid.
Even if we were to follow the course set by the spider, it's taken us right over the path of the hottest volcanoes.
This is the narrowest path.
The narrowest path is the hottest path.
The hottest path is a suicide mission.
We crossed it, sir. And we'll cross it again. Won't we, Crawley George?
I don't like it.
There is no solution you will like, sir. But I will bless the way for you with my singing. I shall calm Kayasambulepule's rage with my voice.
Surely we should cross somewhere else. Are we really to entrust our lives to the whims of a witch, a madman, and the spider who lives in his bottom?
No. You shall entrust your lives to the whims of a botanist, sir. Let's follow the course set by Crawley George through the corridor of uncertainty.
Are you certain about this, Lord Banks?
I've never been so certain about something so uncertain in my life.
After a day of sailing, Our heroes are moored in the eerie peace and quiet of Signpost Rock, the last place a ship can stop before the currents take hold and sweep one into the depths of the boiling ocean. When one is heading towards the probability of certain death, one would expect to be alone. Yet the Fortitude has company. A familiar foe is about to undertake the same perilous journey.
What do you see, Solander?
I see the Andalusian ship, sir.
Pass me the telescope.
Of course, sir. Now, where is the ship? I don't see a thing.
It's right in front of you, sir.
I don't see it.
You have the wrong eye closed, sir.
Do I?
You should keep the eye that looks into the telescope open and the other one closed.
Oh.
There it is, Solander. I see it.
Look at those filthy dog munches. What are they up to, Solander?
They appear to be standing in a circle, back to back.
They're rubbing each other's backs.
It looks like some sort of Andalusian massage procedure, sir. Each person receives a massage and gives one in return.
Isn't that a bit disgusting, Solander?
Some say massage has healing properties, sir.
Some? Who are these some who say this?
Some from the medical profession. Left-field thinkers.
Left-field thinkers. I'll tell you what it should do with left-field thinkers. They should be taken to a field and left there. How do I focus this? What a repulsive group of people. They're so blonde. I find it hard to trust anyone that blonde. Why do you think they're all so blonde?
It's just fate of genetics, sir.
What nonsense are you talking about? You're speaking to a scientist here. And use your superstitious mumbo-jumbo on me. Genetics.
Genetics.
Have an appointment?
No.
I'm having a urine bath. Come back later.
Please, I... My need carries some urgency.
Come in.
I'm dreadfully sorry to disturb you, Dr. Fischella.
When I bathe in urine, I prefer not to be disturbed. This is a place of quietude. And your interruption is not appreciated.
Yes, I apologise. I've run out of your supply.
You can say it out loud, you know.
Snuff. I need more snuff.
You went through the last lot pretty quick.
I have money. The agreed price.
The agreed price was yesterday's agreed price. Today, the agreed price is a different price.
What is the new agreed price?
It would be agreeable to double the agreed price of yesterday's agreed price.
I don't have that on me. I shall pay you when we next make it to shore.
We head toward the boiling ocean, young man. Women never make it to shore. You want the snuff? You pay in advance.
Please.
I will accept all kinds of currency. There's more ways of paying and plain old boring money, young man.
Is this a currency you will accept? Sorry, suitcase.
That's an impressive collection of greenery. Honeysuckle. That's a personal favourite of many on board. Aye, they're worth a fair chunk. Well done, young man.
I want a week's worth of supply.
Agreed. You bargained too low, my boy. Still a lot to learn, eh?
This is very generous. Thank you, Dr. Fincello.
The early morning sun's rays pick out the insignias of the two rival ships, anchored but a stone's throw from each other, Both are busy preparing for the test that awaits them. A haze of sulfurous steam portends the heat and torment which beckons.
Set course for longitude 615. Lower the wheel giver. Give the message.
The Andalusians are setting a different course from us. Who do you think they know something we don't?
Well, apparently we know something they don't, but I'm a bit dubious about that, sir.
You may be right. Pass me the telescope.
They're heading for longitude 518, sir. The corridor of near certainty.
Well, that's bad luck to them and good luck to us, isn't it?
Here's hoping, sir. We're putting all our faith in a witch and a madman and a spider.
The captain is putting his faith in them.
Perhaps it's not too late to change course, sir, and not let anyone know about it.
Did he even realize? I wonder. We can't. No, we can't. It's a little off-putting, I must say. But we must follow the chain of command. And no more of this chat. Back to your job.
Aye, sir.
I personally could do with a drink. Keep up the good work.
Men, we're heading to the corridor of uncertainty. Rotate the belfry. Crank the button right. Elbow the
reinforcement. All living creatures possess the ability to adapt to their surroundings. As the ocean waters warm, the flora and fauna evolve little by little with each changing generation. The flora that exists in this sweet spot of nature is sure to arouse the interest of a curious botanist.
Bulletin! That's it, hold it!
I've got it, sir!
Pull it down! Pull it! Oh, yes. Remarkable. You there, have this magnificent paradoxus transported to my botanarium immediately.
Aye, sir.
Why are you picking up on the bells?
To heck with this hole. Water looks too vicious. Oh, I can't taste it.
Geronimo! Oh!
Oh! Oh, it is perfect. Get in! Order! Oh!
While such a luxurious climate may be the perfect tonic for many, others find the idea of fun and frolic a threat to decent behavior in an orderly society.
Oh, the most amazing swim. I am extremely invigorated. Somewhere hand there.
Yes, that's a fluffy towel.
Oh! Nutty, the crew. The crew is horsing around too much. They're not showing any discipline. Look at those ordinary seamen over there cavorting with that school of friendly seahorses. They've lost all dignity and decorum.
No, good, my boy. You worry like a wilting willow. We are all about to head into what may be the last day of our lives. Every one of us. Who wouldn't want a little romp on the last day of their lives? A little romp. You shall dive in. It would be extremely refreshing and would improve your mood to no end.
My mood will only improve when these men's moods are dampened.
Don't be such a sooky poo-poo, my lad.
Hands up, who's a sooky poo-poo?
Hands up.
I'm not putting my hand up to that. So, what are you doing?
I'm putting your hand up.
Put my hand.
Poo-poo.
I didn't volunteer my hand.
Yes, you did. Someone needs to get a sense of humor today.
I have an excellent sense of humor. Solander, tell Nutty you have an excellent sense of humor.
Lord Banks has an excellent sense of humor.
Well, you can't argue with that.
I am Lord Banks. I have an excellent sense of humor.
Who is that supposed to be?
Who is that supposed to be?
That doesn't sound like me, does it, Solander?
No, sir.
Solander?
Solander.
Solander, back me up here. It doesn't sound like me, does it?
Not at all, sir.
Is that supposed to be me? Stop it.
Have a little bit of fun.
I have had a little bit of fun, haven't I, Solander?
Yes, sir, once.
Yes. And when I do have fun, I prefer having it in private. Speaking of privates, I think you should probably put your clothes on.
Oh, yes.
All the other sailors can see why they call you Nutty. Good day. Good day.
Come on, everybody! I'm coming in again! You're on the way!
Stupid old fool.
He means well, sir.
He was holding my hand at some point.
Now the Fortitude is beyond the point of no return. As they drift towards the fearsome bubbles, the sea becomes sludgy. The air becomes steamy. The insects more annoying. The fish are overcooked. The bubbles boil around them. Geysers erupt sporadically, hither and thither. And the first blood-curdling screams of the scorching eels can be heard. Trouble is ahead. No matter which path one takes.
Keep left of the enormous sea upon the Earl Pool.
You're at longitude 378, sir. It's hard to stay on the course we set.
Thunder, did you see that?
Should we be avoiding the bubble then?
Choke the navigators up.
Are you sure about this, Celtic?
You sure?
Brace yourself! Big wave coming through!
Sunder, those sea legs will come in handy right now. I'm feeling a little...
The side-to-side lurching is unpleasant, sir, I agree. A good technique is to keep your gaze on the horizon. It will help your inner ear maintain equilibrium.
My inner what?
Your inner ear, sir.
Don't be ridiculous, Solider. I have no inner ear. My ear is on the outside of my head. I don't know where you keep your ears, maybe between your inner nose and your inner eyeball.
Another way!
Oh, I might just retire to tend to the plants. I'll be down for those.
The famous Barbaruthian fable describes Emperor Nesimo playing a flute to his pet snake while his empire flooded all around him. Perhaps Lord Banks's actions are comparable.
This is very stressful. Perhaps I could take my mind off it with a little botanical research. Now what have we here? Seaweed? Possibly... Nelecasta scutellata. Interesting shaped blades. Interesting. Perhaps on closer analysis of your stipes, this could be a Hemanthalia elongata. Elongata. Must remain scientific. Yes. Now if I sketch the bladders. Very bulbous. And smooth to the touch. I wonder what would happen if I popped you. Yes. Oh, I want to pop those bladders so wet. So wet. Oh, I want to pop you. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, baby. Oh, yes.
Lord Banks, I want to discuss the root. What are you doing?
I'm just popping the bladders. Nothing wrong.
What are you doing with the seaweed?
What's happening, Matty? Is it an earthquake?
We are at sea, my lord. It's a seaquake! A seaquake! I need to be on deck! Get out of my lord!
Sir.
Release the bilges! All men to the port!
Stop the talk, sir! I got meant to be as far as alive down there!
You can't be clear and die, for I have sinned! You can't be clear! Down, Crawley! Build a web inside me! It's your only hope!
Bubbles in the hole! Bubbles in the hole!
The guys is breaking the ship apart!
Soldier!
Is this the end? Is this the end?
Perhaps, sir.
I'm quite faint, Solander. Hold me for a little bit, Solander. I know we're not friends, but would you hold me?
Sir, I am your friend.
Are you, Solander? Oh, Solander.
Amara Alia!
Solander, where are you going? I thought you were my friend!
Salinger! Salinger! Ooh, it's hot in here. Oh, it's hot. Ah, my skin. Scalding.
Ooh, sweaty.
I can feel it. Oh, it's hot. Ooh, I'm heating up. My inside simmering. Ooh, steaming. It's like a sauna, but one I'm going to die in. Oh, sauna of death. I thought I'd die an old man, wrinkled from old age. Not wrinkled from hot water. I'm being boiled. Boiled alive! Boiled alive!
The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, a Howl original and a production of Mid-Roll Media and South Coast Shenanigans. Coming up next time.
Enough! Enough!
Oh, don't be a sookie poo-poo.
I'm not a sookie poo-poo. Here, I would like to demonstrate how we administer discipline on board the Fortitude.
My lord.
Oh, and twice more. Ooh. You may leave the table now, old man.
Very well.